Hello and welcome to this, the Holy Grail episode of That's What She Said, in which we talk about writing your perfect bio in about 15 to 20 minutes. It's going to involve some risk though, and it looks like this. This morning, I'm on the phone, I'm doing my dominatrixing thing. If you're like, what the fuck is dominatrixing? Go to brandcampblog.com and click on work with me. And this woman, she's lovely and wonderful. She just brought out a new website and she's all, why is it not doing any more for me than the old website did? I put so much work into this. And the truth is, yes, aesthetically, it is beautiful. It is elegant and chic and wonderful. And so I asked her to describe herself in like top five words that her friends would use to describe her. And she gives a list and it's like quirky and funny and charming and, you know, all the words, but none of them are elegant or chic or refined. And that's the problem, because her website is chic and elegant and refined, and she is not, which is not a bad thing. It's just the way of things. And she's like, well, I can't possibly attract people that are just like me. I mean, I have to kind of cater to this sort of chic, people that just want pretty, people that are into trends crowd. I can't. And I was like, yep, but you can. Like, when you come to my website and you see that I am wearing a sweater and a pair of jeans, jumping on a bed in pink hair with the words, fuck yeah, 3 inches high, I want you to get the sense that that is exactly what I would be doing whether you were there or not. I haven't refined it a whole lot. I mean, it's been Photoshopped so you can't see my zits and so there isn't, like, awkward, like, nipple coming out of my bra. But otherwise, it's exactly like I look in real life, give or take what weather it is, so which clothing I'm wearing. And the way that I want you to feel is if you are with me in real life. And that's the only way I know to push or pull people away. So as we write your perfect bio, you've got to acknowledge that the only people you are capable of attracting to you for the long term are people who are just like you. And I don't mean demographic just like you. They don't have to have a certain income bracket or be a certain gender or a certain race or a certain age or a certain live in a certain neighborhood, but they do have to be like you at a fundamental level. You have to share some values or it's just not going to work. So for example, the woman that I was talking with really values spontaneity and creativity and quirkiness and bringing odd little details into the weddings that she is photographing. So she wore Converse sneakers to her wedding reception, and she really wanted to serve cheesesteaks as her main course instead of whatever she ended up having. She had a big fight with her mom about it. Those are the things she takes great pains to hide. And in her work with me, those are the first things that we push to the front of the table. Like, oh, okay, you want the brides who are like, oh, mom, no, not again. No, please don't make me do this, please. But how many more of those are there than the girls that are just like, it has to be beautiful. Just make it beautiful. I don't give a shit about anything else. The only way to attract people to you is to find people who are just like you. And the only way to find those people is to show them who you are first. That is the nature of the internet. So how do you do that? Because it's pretty fucking daunting. I'm gonna tell you right now. One, I need you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. Not your phone, because your phone is gonna do something weird or eat it, or you're gonna need some space. So pen, piece of paper. Pause it if you got to. Okay, first I need you to list 10 things that you love about your work so hard it hurts. And I want you to stick to single words where possible. Don't censor yourself. This is just a quick, short list. So I'm going to give you an example, and then I'm going to ask you to pause for about a minute and just write down these 10 words, any 10 words that come to mind. My list of just single action words: writing, connecting, editing, helping, seeing, learning, teaching, shifting, evolving, and freedom. The more action words you have in there, the easier the next step is going to be. So don't censor, don't freak out, and don't listen ahead and then try and backtrack. Just pause this, write your 10 words. Okay, unpause. Good. Here's where we add flavor. Now you're going to go back to each of those words and add a single detail to each of the items on your list. And you can be as wordy as you would like. So descriptions of 10 things you love about your work. So now we've gone from single words to descriptions. In my example, same order as last time, my daily writing practices. Connecting with like-minded peeps who see the world the way I do. Editing work, which feels like splashing around in words. Helping other people admit what they really want and then helping them get it. Seeing the path before a person clearly and helping them see it too. learning about business, life, human nature, and what makes people tick, teaching entrepreneurs the stuff I've learned in joyful ways, shifting perspectives just 1 or 2 degrees, which can make all the difference, evolving my writing, my work, and my brand into something that feels ever more meaningful, freedom to choose the way I work, when I work, and with whom I work. So again, you're going to pause, and I would give yourself a good 4 to 5 minutes here, not a whole lot longer, or you'll overthink it. Pause, go back and finish your phrases. Unpause. Okay, so now we're going to give you more details. Let us see you and use those phrases in sentences. I'm going to go first to show you how it's done, and then you're going to do the same thing, okay? Ask me what I love most about my work, and I'll tell you it's helping entrepreneurs shift their perspectives just 1 or 2 degrees. The vital 1 or 2 degrees that make all the difference. You come to me as a business owner with a pinata stick, only you have no idea where the pinata full of fulfillment and income is hanging. I take you by the shoulder and help you swing your stick in the right direction. It's different for everyone, but I'm able to see the path before a person clearly and help them see it too. Path, pinata, same thing. The path is always fraught with danger and potential, crazy success and heartbreaking failure, but it's the only option my peeps choose for the long term. There's no point in swinging your pinata stick at that papier-mâché spaceship full of toys you don't want, and my peeps know it. I'm thrilled by the ongoing challenges of teaching entrepreneurs the stuff I've learned in joyful ways, as well as evolving my writing, my work, and my brand into something that feels ever more meaningful. Because if it doesn't feel meaningful, why bother? As a writer behind BrandCamp, I also adore my daily writing practice and connecting with like-minded peeps who see the world the way I do. Waves to introverted Harry Potter fans who also enjoy a That's What She Said joke. When I'm not writing or teaching, you'll find me learning about business, life, human nature, and what makes people tick. I'm kind of obsessed with neuroscience and psychology, and crash course and reading fiction and nerdy pursuits like that. The thing I love most about this whole entrepreneurial thing, freedom to choose the way I work, when I work, and with whom I work. I'm all about the freedom, and if you've made it this far, I suspect you are too. Your turn. Okay, so that took about 20 minutes off of, you know, the podcast to weave into a narrative. Your efforts might take 5 minutes or 5 hours, depending on how much you feel in this exercise, what time of day it is, when you last ate, how distracted you are, all that good stuff. You can use those tiny snippets in blog posts, or you can choose your favorite bits to make into a bio. This is where the whole fill-in-the-blank thing kind of falls down, because I have no idea what you've written and no way to shape it. I do know you want your bio to be true, to let people see your human flavor, and to feel a bit vulnerable. That part where I wave to introverted Harry Potter fans, totally vulnerable. Admitting you're an introvert can feel like revealing a deep, dark secret. And now the last bit, the call to action. Yes, I know you're hesitant to call people to action because can't they just make choices on their own without your constant input? Yeah, they can, but they probably won't choose your products or services without a little help. The last part of the bio, whether you've created a single sentence or a few paragraphs, explains how people can work with you. You're going to invite them to check out the product or service of your choosing. So that means you can work with me by check out my most popular product or service. Working with me means you'll. I encourage you to work with me in one of X ways. Those are fill in the blanks, by the way. So I'm going to read them again. You can work with me by check out my most popular product or service. Working with me means you'll. I encourage you to work with me in one of blank ways. And then, of course, you list those ways. Play with combinations and word choices and the order of the sentences. You'll end up with a pretty great bio, even if it doesn't flow perfectly or live up to the imaginary standards your brain is telling you exist because your brain is an asshole. What you've just made is a fantastic creation that will draw your peeps to you. Any words which reveal your true nature and let people see you will be more effective than that stale, I love my work so much and I'm so grateful for it crap. Today, you've written a few words you really mean for the sake of getting your peeps to see you and your business in a genuine light. You've invited them into your fold and shown them the best offerings of your product or business. So let your brain go all crazy and say it sucks, but add that new bio to your website anyway. Let people in already. Let them see your quirky, weird, odd shapes. But why? Why all this emphasis on being who you are and finding your voice and expressing your flavor? We want you to become a version of human cilantro. As you know, cilantro is one of the few spices on earth that causes an extreme reaction in most humans. They either love it with an all caps adoration or hate it and want it out of their mouths right this second, if not sooner. I can feel cilantro on my tongue and will actively seek it out to get it out of there and back onto my plate in record time. There's no fooling me, no tricking my taste buds into accepting the cilantro. It's out. It's a primal instinct. While we business owners often resist pushing people to hate us, hello, we want everyone to love us and give us money, being a version of vanilla inspires neither love nor hate. I'll eat vanilla ice cream, you'll eat vanilla ice cream. Neither of us are wild with ecstasy as we consume it. None of us are going to run into a screaming building to save vanilla from the flames, we would just let it melt. When you're vanilla, that's how potential customers feel about you. All they've got to go by is your website, and you're giving them standards. Standard options, standard photos, standard ideas, standard blog posts. You're not wildly excited about anything you've put on your website, and as a result, your visitors aren't either. I know you love things deeply. I know you have interests. I know you have desires. Let's get them on your website starting now. What we're doing right now is the sort of thing that we'll be doing at the Find Your Voice workshop, which is going down in Hawaii on September 9th and 10th. Dude, get your ass in gear and get there, please. So go to brandcampblog.com, click on workshop, and get your ass there. Why? Because we're going to dig out the pieces of yourself you usually don't let other people see, and then shape them into words that pull people into your website and help them press the add to cart button on your products or your services. And it is just as simple as painless as what we've just done, only for an extended period of time in Hawaii with sand and shore and all those good Haunani cooking for you vibes. Okay. Also, should you get a ticket to Find Your Voice, which you should do soon because registration is closing, you will also get a seat in my next thing that's coming up in just a couple of weeks, which is the Calling to the Deep Business Intensive. And that is when we do the work that scares the crap out of you for 69 days in a row. So it's business, it's an intensive, and it's not cheap, but it's totally free if you sign up for the Find Your Voice workshop right now. Again, brandcampblog.com, click on workshop, or go to my Instagram, just at cakehelp, and the link is there. Get yourself a seat, dude. It is time to go do the thing. You'll get yourself a seat in Calling to the Deep as well. As always, if you like this, share it, tell your friends, write an iTunes review. If you have any feedback, commentary, concern, question, want to know more about the Find Your Voice workshop, can't find the link, God knows what's happening, it's totally cool, hit me up, brandcamponline@gmail.com. Again, September 9th and 10th, the Find Your Voice workshop. Registration's closing. Thusly, I am doing this very special edition of the That's What She Said podcast, and I hope I will see you there. Until next time, friend, have a good one.